1340 96.5 KVGC. Time for a look at the news for a Friday, 26th day of March for 2020. Well, Calaveras County schools are extending school closures indefinitely. In a notice issued on Wednesday afternoon by Calaveras County Health Officer Dr. Dean Coleta, it recommends extending the closure of all schools within the county until the governor's stay-at-home order is lifted. In response, the Calaveras County Office of Education Superintendent of Schools released a letter acknowledging that all county schools will adhere to the health officer's request. It states, based on Governor Newsom's comments, parents and students should approach school closures more as a long-term situation rather than short-term. It remains very important for students to complete assigned material and to work closely with their schools to ensure they are academically on track. The Calaveras County Office of Education is working closely with local agencies and will provide updated information as it becomes available. It remains very important, again, that students complete their assigned work and work closely with their schools to ensure they are academically on track.
Well, a California teenager whose death was attributed to coronavirus, now under investigation. As we reported yesterday, it was thought to be the first U.S. death of a person under 18 from the virus, but L.A. County officials are now challenging that distinction, saying they are no longer including a 17-year-old boy from Lancaster in the tally of coronavirus deaths until a precise cause of death is determined. Now, the county's public health director asked the Federal Center for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC, to look further into the death. While the child tested positive for coronavirus, there were extenuating circumstances that also pointed to an alternative diagnosis. It had been reported the teen had been hospitalized with respiratory problems and died from septic shock related to the virus. Now, in his address last night, Governor Newsom criticized county officials for the backtrack, noting, we've all been reminded in this moment, it's not just speed, it's accuracy that must be front and center. A report last week by the CDC found no coronavirus deaths in the U.S. among people 19 and under, which accounted for less than 3% of all hospitalizations in that group.
And mid-morning heavy rains and hail contributed to a two-vehicle crash that sent one driver and two juvenile passengers to a Modesto trauma center. According to the CHP, the collision occurred just after 10 Wednesday morning on Highway 12 east of Double Springs Road, involving David Alexander of McCallamy Hill and Janaea Thorbrager of Valley Springs. Reportedly, both drivers were traveling between 40 and 45 miles an hour as Alexander was headed west on 12 and Thorbrager was eastbound. Alexander's vehicle traveled off the roadway, and while trying to get back into his lane, he overcorrected and crossed over the solid yellow lines, colliding head-on with Thorbrager's car. Along with Thorbrager, who suffered major injuries, responders transported her two juvenile passengers, ages 10 and 3, to the Memorial Medical Center, in Modesto for treatment of minor injuries. Alexander sustained minor injuries. He refused further treatment at the scene. Neither drugs nor alcohol are considered to be contributing factors in the accident.
And Aces Waste Services, an essential business under the state stay-at-home order, will continue providing Amador County with critical sanitation services with some modifications to protect the public and employees in accordance with state and local health advisories. Now, orange bag service for recycling pickup will be suspended. Orange bags will not be distributed beginning Monday, March 30th, due to the manual handling necessary during pickup at the transfer station. Now, this is in accordance with state and local health advisories. Orange bag customers may drop their recycling at either transfer station free of charge. Recycling the customers drop off can be mechanically handled, therefore acceptable. Now, ACES recycle carts, trash, and yard waste curbside pickup will continue as usual. However, drivers will not pick up any extra items placed outside the bins since they require manual handling. All items must be contained in an ACES cart or bin. ACES transfer stations in Pine Grove and Ione are remaining open. Operators will not be able to help unload. Now, the ACES business office currently closed to the public until further notice for protection of public and employees. ACES will adhere to social distancing requirements for staff and customers. Now, customers are encouraged to pay their bills one of three easy ways: by mail, telephone, or online at aceswaste.com. Information about changes due to the stay-at-home order and ACES service available at aceswaste.com. And if you stay tuned here to KVGC, we'll be talking to Paul Mullinelli Jr. here in just a few minutes, about 7:30, I believe.
About 8:15.
Oh, 8:15, excuse me, in the 8 o'clock hour. So about 8:15, we'll be talking to Paul, so we'll have even more information there about ACES.
Well, CAL FIRE reminds us that wildfire can destroy your home and property, so now's the time to prepare your home with fire ignition-resistant materials. These materials can help protect your home and can reduce the spread of wildfire. Upgrades to your roof, fence, deck, garage, and more can harden your home, giving it the best chance of surviving a wildfire. While you're at home maintaining your social distancing, or physical distancing, as the governor wants us to now call it, take advantage of the opportunity to get that defensible space done before fire season ramps up. Summer is right around the corner. Don't wait until it's too late. And that's a look at local news on a Gold Country Thursday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, we invite you to visit our website at kvgcradio.com.